Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover an article that came out earlier this year called Victims of Sexual Assault in New South Wales Can Now Report Their Experience Online. And here are some of the highlights, and I quote, "Police are hoping to see an increase in reports of sexual assault following the launch of a new reporting tool that enables victims to record their experiences and provide information to police via an anonymous online portal. The sexual assault reporting option, also known as SARO, allows victims to report a sexual assault without an obligation to participate in further lines of inquiry. The anonymous option has been in place since 2012, but the new system accessed through the community portal on the New South Wales Police website replaces the old process that required victims to download, print out, and complete a 14-page document, and then email it back to the State Crime Command Sex Crime Squad. For many victim survivors, a police investigation and court process was the furthest thing from their mind, and often they feel further traumatized through this process. A guy named Webb from the police said that sexual violence continues to be underreported, and police hope that providing victims with alternative reporting options, police will be better placed to understand sexual violence in the community, assist victims, and hold offenders accountable. The existing SARO system has seen a slow but steady increase in reports, with an average of 64 reports a month in 2021, and 70 in 2022. That's about 10% of the total number of sexual assaults reported made in the state, according to recent data from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research, which also shows a 5.9% increase in reports of sexual assault over the past 5 years. But experts believe the number of reported assaults is only 20% of incidents occurring in the community. Sex Crime Squad Commander Superintendent Jane Doherty said she hopes to see a spike in reports as a result of the new tool, and the police are prepared to resource the responses needed. Doherty said the information provided would be useful for investigators, even if it does not launch a formal investigation. The intel victims provide can actually be used to develop further strategies that target repeat offenders, unquote. So this is nothing new, and making a sexual assault hotline where you report anonymously is a moral hazard. What's to prevent women that just don't like a guy because they think he's creepy or in their way at work and they want to be promoted instead of him to make a false allegation? There is no harm to them in making an anonymous false allegation that can't even be traced back to them. Hell, even guys might start calling in and leaving anonymous tips, saying that one of their bros groped their weenie. The line that stuck out to me was that the police are hoping to see an increase in cases. Of course they are, because it means more overtime work and pay for them, and the force needs to get bigger to lock up all those evil men that assault women. Plus, it means more new jobs for female cops, which oftentimes end up becoming affirmative action hires. Who knows, maybe even cops will call in to make it look like there are more people complaining. We used to do this sort of thing all the time when I worked in a live call-in show and no one was calling in. We'd get a couple of the crew members to call in, and the moment we did that, then other people would also start calling in. I guess they didn't want to be the only ones. Funny enough, this story from Australia is non-news because they already had an anonymous reporting system and required effort to print, fill out, photograph, and email the paperwork back to the police, which is a great way to discourage false allegations because of all the effort required. But now that they can't go after people for COVID violations, they need something new. So they're trying to up the number of cases they handle with the cover of, "It's helping the women." I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes how to live on $500 a month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to false allegations will soon be more common in the cucked land down under instead of kangaroos. Clown World Show. The New South Wales Police says that women will now be able to file reports and access the community portal via desktop and mobile devices, in 11 languages, and even upload screenshots. Apparently sending a dick pic is sexual harassment these days, which I didn't know. That's probably why the number of cases is actually up, because it's mostly done online these days. You often hear that 1 in 3 or maybe 1 in 2 women will be victims of sexual assault, and that definition keeps changing to include things like cock shots. 16 years ago, when I went to Australia, the women there were thin and attractive. I rarely saw any young people that were obese or overweight in either Sydney or Melbourne. 5 to 10 years ago, I started seeing videos and photos from feminists in those cities. They were looking like they'd eaten half a dozen dingoes for breakfast, and maybe even tried having a baby with one of them. I'm really glad I got to go there back then, when the world still hadn't gone mad. Feminism has exploded on the continent, and men are in the crosshairs now. The article doesn't mention anything about women abusing the system. Of course, any and all leads need to get followed up with, regardless of if they're ridiculous or plausible.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The world we live in, where people make up problems or just talk about problems without solving them to make money. This has very little to do with helping and protecting women, and it has much more to do with billing hours for the police force. Today's not-so-mystery link is from Lauren Southern, dealing with the homelessness issue in Canada. She found out that people in Vancouver City Hall get paid $50 an hour to hold meetings about the homelessness problem, but not actually solve anything. They of course schedule meetings all the time to supposedly solve it. But why would they actually do that when they're incentivized to keep it going because they get a steady paycheck from it? Feminists are the same way. They need to justify their own existence by showing examples of bad male behavior and misogyny. That's why recently I was talking about the YouTuber named Finster dressing in drag and pissing off the wokesters and trans people. Because if men started becoming more feminine in appearance and behavior, then there won't be any toxic masculinity, and there won't be government grants to help women fight imaginary misogyny. They justify their existence as feminists by always creating a boogeyman and using it to basically help them suckle off the government teat. If governments didn't fund feminism, believe all victim hotlines and meetings to solve homelessness, then never solve anything, but are just used to line the pockets of politicians, then all those things would simply go away. I mentioned before that the number of searches for feminism go up if you look in Google Trends at the end of the college school semesters. Searches for it would probably crash if there were no college courses being taught about it. So it's pure indoctrination, and it requires government money. MGTOW, on the other hand, has grown organically, and we don't need to force guys to write a thesis paper about female nature twice a year. Hating mostly homeless men, masculinity in general, and punishing guys that send dick pics because they aren't thinking with their big head with sexual assault allegations is all about money and nothing else. Little do most men realize that a horny moment of irresponsibility has the potential to ruin their lives. You need to treat pictures of your little head as secretly as you can, because if you release them, they might be out there for decades for many to see. Just imagine 10 or 20 years from now you have a successful life, and suddenly out of the blue you're hit with a sexual harassment claim, because you sent a dick pic when you were 18. No one saw Me Too coming, and no one will probably see something like that going mainstream either. That's about all I got to say on this topic. The last thing I want to discuss is my relatively recent pilonidal cyst surgery and recovery, in case anyone out there listening has to go through something similar. It was caused by an ingrown hair at the top of my butt crack. It needed to be removed, and I was deathly afraid of the pain and had morphine, OxyContin, extra strength Tylenol, and Advil ready ahead of time. So they put me under in the operating room, and literally 2 seconds later I'm in recovery. It's a weird thing if you've never had anesthesia before, because there are no dreams and you feel like there is continuous consciousness. I woke up expecting pain and there was nothing. I expected things to get worse later that day, but nothing happened either. It really surprised me how smoothly things ended up going. The nurses that changed my daily wound dressing for the following few weeks told me that everyone has horrible pain in the first few days, and I didn't have any. So I'm really grateful for that. It was a very different experience so far than kidney stone surgery, where I was in horrific 11 out of 10 pain for 10 days. I looked online for stories before I had the surgery, and people either had bad pain or no pain. It's a weird kind of situation. About 4 days out, a nurse put pressure on the wound and did something, and then after that, that part of the wound started to hurt a bit. But nothing too crazy. The only thing that really sucks at this point is the very lengthy recovery time. Probably 8 weeks to be fully recovered, and I'm only in 5 days right now. So another 50 days or so. I've had a real rough 2022 financially and physically with regards to pain, and so far with Bitcoin bouncing back a bit, and the surgery being super successful so far this year has been looking a lot better. I've been posting memes on Twitter like a shitlord with around 1,500 new subscribers a month there, and have also been gaining a fair bit of subscribers at 500 a month on Rumble. Other than that, I took a break from coaching calls, hobbies, and client work until I'm feeling better. If you have to get pilonidal surgery, be prepared for horrible pain. And if that doesn't happen, then count yourself lucky. My father also had this as well as kidney stones. So figure out what your mother and father had and figure out if you're predisposed to it as well. That way you'll know what you should be looking out for. Ironically, my father had the surgery done as well, and he also experienced no pain after it. So far for me, 2023 is better than I've imagined. Unfortunately for some poor suckers in Australia that get false allegations thrown their way, it won't be. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Australian women will probably ramp up the false allegations so that men they don't like will get smashed by some guy named Dundee in prison behind where he pees. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the Australian Police Department and other government agencies from wasting our money on made-up overtime work hours away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.